AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. Wall Street ended a choppy trading week with broad gains today. The Dow ended 144 points higher to a new record high of 35,208. The S&P 500 gained 0.2%, while the NASDAQ slipped 59. Investors seem to be encouraged by the Labor Department report showing the job market continues to gain strength even with COVID fears.
Employers surprised economists by adding 943,000 jobs in July. The hospitality industry surged, with hotels and restaurants adding 327,000 as more Americans ventured out to travel and eat. The unemployment rate fell to 5.4%.
What is indisputable now is this. The Biden plan is working.
Still, President Biden notes it's not time to celebrate, with the Delta variant also surging. The Labor Department collected last month's data before rising COVID-19 cases complicated the economic outlook. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The Securities and Exchange Commission approved the NASDAQ's groundbreaking proposal to require that at least one woman and one person who's either a racial minority or gay is serving on a company's board of directors. A sheriff in Albany County, New York, says investigators are looking into a newly filed criminal complaint against Governor Andrew Cuomo, filed by an aide who alleges Cuomo had groped her. The sheriff says if it's determined a crime was committed, the governor could be arrested. The Romance Writers of America has withdrawn an award for a novel that provided a sympathetic view of a cavalry officer who participated in the slaughter of Lakota Indians at the Battle of Wounded Knee. A Native American author complained At Love's Command celebrated the genocide of his ancestors. This is AP News. Some military members are calling their lawyers, trying to stop the government from requiring them to get a COVID shot.
The law firm Tully Rinke says it's heard from hundreds of soldiers, Marines, and sailors who want to know whether they can take legal action if ordered to get the COVID vaccine. Some active duty troops say accommodating unvaccinated members would be a burden. Dr. Shannon Stacy is a Los Angeles emergency medicine physician and a former flight surgeon for a Marine squadron. She says COVID-19 has the potential to take a fully trained unit from mission ready to non-deployable in a matter of days. I'm Rita Foley.
The Maryland Department of Natural Resources says injuries suffered by a 12-year-old girl at an Ocean City beach are consistent with a bite from a sandbar shark. Experts made the determination after reviewing photos of the 12-year-old Pennsylvania girl's wounds. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.